whole universe, there's one
fellowship,
which is the most perfect, which is the fellowship in deity. And this is the fellowship between the Father and the Son in the Holy Spirit.
但是这个交通啊, 也是一个最, exclusive, 最那个,
最排外的。
最排外的交通,
and this fellowship is also the most exclusive.
因为里面只有三个,
because there are only three.
父、子、圣灵,
the Father and the Son and the Spirit.
没有别人可以参加的,
no one else can participate.
这个太圣洁了,
and this is too holy.
太完全了,
and it's perfect.
没有人有资格加入,
no one is qualified to enter. But we thank God.
他为所爱的缘故,
because of his love.
他愿意把这个交通打开来,
he's willing to open his fellowship.
把人,
and to bring men into this fellowship. And Lord Jesus is willing to share this fellowship between him and the Father with us.
And
what the Father has shared to him, he shared to us. So that we can have a portion in that fellowship.
这个交通你没有办法加入的。
And this fellowship, you cannot just enter.
你必须要生到里头去。
You cannot join, but you have to be born into.
所以我们必须要重生啊。
So we have to be born again.
我们重生了就在那个交通里面。
And after we are born again, we are in that fellowship.
我们可以享受我们的主。
We can enjoy our Lord.
我们可以享受我们的父。
We can enjoy our Father.
我们可以彼此享受。
Now we can enjoy each other.
这个是何等美丽的交通。
And this is the beautiful fellowship.
只有一个交通。
There's only one fellowship.
没有其他的交通。
There's no other fellowship.
所以保罗说,
so Paul said,
基督是分开的吗?
Is Christ divided?
基督不是分开的。
The Christ is not divided.
只有一位基督。
There's only one Christ.
我们都在那个教堂里面。
We are all in that fellowship.
这一个是羊群的教堂。
And this is the footstep of the flock.
但是哥林多就生出,
but the Corinthian believers,
他们离开了这个教堂。
They departed from this fellowship.
他们所留下的脚踪是一个分离的脚踪。
Their footsteps is the footsteps of division.
因为保罗说, 有格莱斯家里的人到我这里来。
Because Paul said there is this family of Cleos coming to me.
告诉我说, 在你们中间有纷争。
And he informed me that there is division among you.
保罗说我也相信这个。
And Paul says, I believe that too.
因为你们中间有人说我是说保罗的。
Because some of you said, I belong to Paul.
我是说亚波罗的。
And I belong to Apollo.
我是说基法的。
And I belong to Cephas.
还有人说我是特别说基督的。
I am of Christ.
你们都不是基督。
And you are not of Christ.
基督是我们专利的。
And Christ is my privilege, my monopoly.
保罗说基督是分开的吗?
And Paul says, is Christ divided?
保罗为你们定十字架吗?
Did Paul, was Paul crucified for you?
你们是奉保罗的名受洗的吗?
And are you baptized in the name of Paul?
保罗算不得什么?
Paul counts nothing.
亚波罗也算不得什么?
Apollo was nothing.
神是一切。
And God is all.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
你看见在哥林多的教会里面,
but here you see in the Corinthian church,
他们有人说, 我赞成保罗。
Some says, I am for Paul.
因为保罗传福音叫我得救的。
Because I was saved by his preaching, gospel.
有人说, 我拥护亚波罗。
And some says, I am for Apollos.
因为亚波罗把许多圣经教训我们。
Because Apollos taught me about the Bible.
有人说, 我拥护基法。
Some says, I am for Cephas.
因为基法, 是正统。
Because Cephas was the,
Orthodox. 那有人说,
some say, I'm higher than you.
我们说基督,
I am of Christ.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
基督是分开的吗?
Is Christ divided?
在那个时候, 他们还在一起,
and at that time, they were still together.
但是分门结党呢?
But they were divided into different divisions.
为什么这样?
Why that happened?
因为他们活在肉体里面。
Because they live in the flesh.
你知道肉体,
you know that flesh is always dividing. There are not two flesh that can be in one.
你自己肉体软弱,
Your own flesh is weak.
你就抬一个肉体大一点的人就放服从他。
You raise up another person who has a bigger flesh, and you say that you are for him.
实际上就是为着不是你自己。
But in reality, you are trying to boost yourself.
所以保罗在他们说你们错了。
So Paul told them that you are wrong.
保罗算什么？
And Paul counts nothing.
亚波罗算什么？
Apollos counts nothing.
一切都是你们的。
All is yours.
你们有了主。
You have the Lord.
一切都是你们的。
And everything is yours.
保罗也是你们的。
Paul is yours.
亚波罗也是你们的。
Apollos is yours.
全世界都是你们的。
And the whole world is yours.
你们是属于主的。
And you belong to the Lord.
主是属于神的。
And the Lord belongs to God.
这是何也？
And this is unity.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
我们在这里受了一个警戒。
Now here we have a warning.
当我们偏离了羊群脚中的时候,
when we deviate from the footsteps of the flock,
我们就落在分离的里面。
We fall into division.
越分离越贫穷。
The more we divide, the poorer we are.
因为如果合一的话，那个基督的丰富全是我们的。
Because if we are in unity, then all the riches of Christ is ours.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
我们在这里应当学一个深的功课。
Here we have to learn a deep lesson.
从第五章到第六章，
from chapter 5 to chapter 6,
我们可以给他取一个题目说圣洁和舒适。
We can say that it speaks about holiness and worldliness.
因为在这个第五章第一，我们看一看第五章第七节。
Chapter 5, verse 7.
你们既是无脚的饼面，应当把旧教除掉，好使你们成为新团，因为我们约界的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了，所以我们守这节，不可用旧教，也不可用恶毒邪恶的教，只用诚实真正的无脚饼。
Therefore purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主是逾越节的羔羊。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord is the Lamb of Passover.
我们现在已经过了逾越节了。
We now have already passed the Passover.
现在我们是在那里过无酵节。
Now we are in the festival of unleavened bread.
我们知道无酵节是紧紧地接着逾越节的。
We know that the festival of unleavened bread is immediately following the Passover.
这个无酵节是七天。
The unleavened bread is 7 days.
那就是代表说，我们从信主之后，我们就是一直过无酵节。
And that says, since we believe in the Lord, we have to live in the festival of unleavened bread.
这个无酵是代表罪恶。
Now leaven represents sin.
有的时候是代表这个生活上的罪恶。
And sometimes it represents the sins in our daily living.
有的时候是代表这个道理上的那个异端。
And sometimes it represents the heresy in doctrine.
但是我们今天属于主的人。
But we today who belong to the Lord.
我们是一个一团新团。
We are a new lump.
教已经除掉了。
The leaven was taken out.
你知道在这个除教节啊，以色列全家不能有一点点的酵。
We know that on the festival of unleavened bread, the whole household of Israel cannot have any trace of leaven.
这个就是教会。
And this is the church.
教会是一个新团。
The church is a new lump.
旧教已经除掉。
And the old leaven is taken away.
主耶稣接受他的宝血, 洗净了我们的罪。
Lord Jesus Christ, through his blood, our sins are washed away.
他救了我们脱离这个世界。
He has saved us from this world.
现在我们是一个无酵饼。
Now we are an unleavened bread.
我们应当用诚实，那个真实的心来跟随主。
Now we need to follow the Lord with sincerity and truth.
过一个圣洁的生活。
And to live a separated life.
但是我们看见哥林多的教会。
But we see the Corinthian church.
在第五章给我们看见，在他们中间犯的罪，连世界上都难看见。
Now chapter 5 it tells us the sin that they find among the believers are even cannot find in the world.
并且那个弟兄犯了这个罪。
And that brother has committed that sin.
而所有的弟兄姊妹好像若无其事。
And the brothers and the sisters just to let it alone, did not think this is a problem.
他们反而叫我说，你看我们这些人是多宽大，多tolerate.
Then they even boast that they themselves are tolerating.
他们没有罪的感觉。
They do not have a sense of sin.
教会也不起来除罪。
The church did not rise up and to abolish, to deal with the sin.
这一个完全落到世界的罪恶里头去。
Friends and sisters, this has all fallen into the sins of the world.
到了第六章里面,
in chapter 6,
我们看见弟兄告弟兄,
we see the brothers went to the court against brothers.
保罗说,
and Paul says, you belong to the Lord.
有一天,
and one day you're going to could judge the angels.
难道你们连这一点的事情都要跑到外邦人的面前去告状吗?
And you have, and on these small things, that you go to the Gentiles to the court against the brother.
为什么你们欺负弟兄呢?
And then why do you abuse your brother?
为什么你们不肯被欺负呢?
And why you are not willing to be abused?
你们这种的情形实在是丢主的脸。
And you really put your Lord to shame.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
所以我们看见,
we see
教会是圣洁的,
the church is holy
因为我们的主是圣洁,
because our Lord is holy
并且主的救恩是救我们到神圣称义的地位。
Now the salvation will bring us into sanctification and the whole and to be made holy.
我们怎么可以回到世界罪恶?
And how can we return to the world, to the sins of the world? And this is not the footstep of the flock. This is the footstep of the wolf.
第三,
Number three.
从第七章一直到第十章,
from chapter 7 to chapter 10.
我们可以给他取一个题目就说, 纪律和放纵。
We can say this is about discipline and
indulgence. 我们看第九章。
We see chapter 9.
我们从24节念起。
From verse 24.
岂不知在场上散跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人。 你们也应当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。Do
you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it.
凡教理正胜的，诸事都有机制。你他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们就是要得不能坏。
Verse 25. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown.
所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我斗拳不像打空虚的。
Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air.
我是攻克己身，叫胜负我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被丢弃了。
But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified.
保罗在这里给我们看见。
Paul shows us here.
他是一个攻克己身的人。
And he is the one who disciplines his body.
叫顺服他。
And bring it into subjection.
这个原文的意思就是说，他把他自己身体打得一块青一块白。
And in the original language, he actually says he buffets his body.
不是苦待己身的意思。
And this is not to abuse his body.
意思就是说，他是一个有纪律的人。
And it is to say that he is a disciplined person.
他为着主的缘故，他有一个纪律的生活。
And for the sake of the Lord, he has a very disciplined life.
但是哥林多人放纵。
But the Corinthians, they just let go.
他们写信给保罗，关乎婚姻的问题。
And they write to Paul about marriage.
他们写信给保罗，关乎吃这个祭供偶像的那个肉的问题。
And they write to Paul about eating the meat that has been sacrificed to idols.
换一句话说。
In another word.
他们在婚姻的事情上混乱。
And they actually have they're very loose in the matter of marriage.
并且他们对这个祭偶像的那个事情上也混乱。
They are very loose in the matter of eating the meat that's sacrificed to idols.
他们甚至有人说，我们所信的是一个危险。
And they even say that we believe only one God.
除了神之外，其他没有神。
Now, only this God and there's no other God.
那些偶像都是假的。
Now these idols are all false.
所以献给假的等于没有献。
And therefore to sacrifice to an idol is just a sacrifice to nothing.
所以我们吃有什么关系呢？
So it doesn't matter if we eat.
并且祭过偶像的肉是最好最便宜的肉。
And also the meat that's sacrificed to idols are the best meat and the lowest cost.
那为什么我们不买来吃呢？
Why can't we eat it?
当时所有的社交大部分都是在庙里头的。
And at that time, most of the social activities happened in the temples.
如果我们不到偶像庙里去，我们这个人枯燥得很。
Now, if we do not go to the temples or the idols, then my life is very bland.
保罗说不错。
Paul said yes.
你们有这个知识。
You have that knowledge.
但是知识是叫人自高自大。
But the knowledge pops up.
爱乃是造就人。
Only love edifies.
你们要想到软弱的弟兄。
You have to think about those brothers and sisters.
他从前是拜偶像的。
They were worshippers before of idols.
偶像背后是有邪灵的。
Now in behind the idols, there were indeed that evil.
他们信了主之后。
After they believe the Lord,
他们不敢吃这些的东西。
They dare not touch these things.
因为他们觉得吃这些东西就与这个东西有份了。
Because when they think about eating this thing, they think that they have a portion in these things.
保罗说你们能吃主的饼、主的杯，再来喝鬼的杯吗？
And Paul says you eat and drink of the cup and the bread of the Lord, and then you go ahead to eat the cup of the evil.
你们要为说别人的缘故。
And you have to, for other people's sake.
为说别人的良心。
For other people's conscience.
你们要体贴软弱的人。
You have to be mindful of the
weak. 你们应当以爱为你们做事的标准。
You have to use love to be the reference and the standard of your work.
不能凭着头脑的知识。
Not according to the knowledge in your brain.
你们的知识可能是正确的。
Your knowledge may be right.
但是知识叫人自高自大。
But the knowledge pops up.
哥林多人只求外面的知识和口才。
Now, the Corinthians only look to the exterior knowledge and utterance.
他们缺少生命和缺少爱。
They do not have, they lack love. And they lack life.
他们放纵他们的肉。
They indulge their own flesh.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
在这里也给我们看见羊群的脚踪是有纪律的。
So here we see that the footstep of the flock is discipline.
因为我们的主
Because our Lord is disciplined.
你看见我们的主，他自己的自受是到一个什么程度？
Do you see the discipline our Lord to himself is to such an extent?
他甚至说，为着他们，我分别为圣。
And he said, for their sake, I sanctify myself.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是羊群的脚,
and this is the footstep of the flock.
那么从第十一章到第十四章,
from chapter 11 to chapter 14,
我们可以说是树林的秩序和说肉体的自由。
Now here we can say this is about, on one hand is the spiritual order, on the other hand is a carnal liberty.
我们看见说在神面前有一个秩序。
Here we see before God there is an order.
因为十一章一开始就说,
because the beginning of chapter 11 it says,
他说神是基督的头。
He says God is the head of Christ.
基督是个人的头。
And the Christ is the head of man.
男人是女人的头。
And a man is the head of woman.
这里给我们看见, 无论在家庭中, 在教会中, 有一个秩序。
Here we see there is an order, not only in the family, but also in the church.
在聚会的中间, 也有秩序。
And when we gather together, there is an order.
我们看第14章,
in chapter 14,
第40节,
verse 40.
凡事都要规规矩矩地, 按照秩序行。
Let all things be done decently and in order.
我们的神不是混乱的神。
Our God is not a God of disorder.
那是平安的神。
Our God is a God of peace.
当然这个秩序不是人在那里定规的。
Of course, this order is not destined by men.
这个秩序是神的秩序。
And this order is the order of God.
你看我们的神，他管理这个宇宙是有秩序的。
We see our God, when he ruled the whole universe, there is an order. Today, among God's children, there is also order. There is the order of the Spirit there. It is not that man who organized the design. It is the Spirit of life that brings in a spiritual order. And this is the footstep of the
body.
But the Corinthians want liberty. And they want to do everything according to what is right in their own eyes. Now even when they use the gift, they use the gift in order to magnify themselves. They have not thought of edifying others.
这个就是哥林多人他们走错了路。
And this is that the Corinthians went astray.
那么15章16章。
In chapter 15 and 16.
我们可以其他其名就是说这个信而顺服和怀疑和不服。
And we can say that it is about believing and obedience on the one hand, and the doubt and disobedience on the other hand.
因为保罗说，我们当初传给你们，把领受的传给你们。
And Paul says, at the beginning, we have preached to you what we have received.
你们也相信了。
And you also believe.
如果你们不是突然相信，那以辞色我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。第二节。
Chapter 15, verse 2, by which you also say, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believe in vain. But among them, there are even few who do not believe in resurrection.
In
chapter 16,
保罗告诉我们说,
and Paul told us,
在那个幕后的时候,
and at the end of the chapter,
那些专以服侍圣徒为念，我劝你们顺服这样的人，并一切同工同劳的人。十六章第十五节，十五节。
This is chapter 16, verse 15. I urge you, brethren, you know the household of of Stephanus that it is the first fruit of Achaia, and that they have devoted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that you also submit to such and to everyone who works and labors with you. Now, along the footstep of the flock, we believe and we obey. If we deviate, go astray from this footstep, then we will doubt and we will not obey. So when Paul concluded his letter, in chapter
16,
verse
22,
he says, if anyone does not love the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed. O Lord, come. If anyone does not love the Lord,
这个爱不是 agape,
that love is not agape.
不是那个绝对的爱,
it's not that absolute love.
不是像神那样的爱,
it's not the God-like love.
保罗根本对哥林多人不能讲这个话,
Paul does not count Corinthians to be able to receive that word.
因为他们不懂神那个绝对的爱,
because they do not understand the agape love of God.
保罗说, 你们连人间的 filial love,
and Paul said, men, that you do not even have the filial love among men. And you have no feeling for the Lord. If you have some compassion for the Lord, you will not fall to this extent. If you have no feeling for the Lord at all, then you are accursed. Because the Lord will come.
Maranatha Anathema.
Maranatha Anathema.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是很严重的一句话,
and this is a very serious word.
所以我们看见远离了羊群的脚中是可怕,
so here we see, if we deviate from the footstep of the flock, it is very dreadful. Because the Lord is coming.
感谢神,
we thank God.
保罗没有放弃他们,
and Paul did not give them up.
严格地说来, 保罗对哥林多人, 照我们今天知道的写了四封信,
strictly speaking, Paul has written four letters to the Corinthians. Now, according to what we can discover now,
我们今天留下来的就是两封,
but only two letters remain.
哥林多前书,
the first Corinthians is actually the second letter.
因为什么呢? 因为保罗在哥林多前书啊, 第五章里头,
because in 1 Corinthians chapter 5,
第九节,
verse 9,
他说我先前写信给你们说,
he said, I wrote to you in my epistle,
不可以淫乱的人相交,
not to keep company with sexually immoral people.
And
yet, I certainly did not mean with the sexually immoral people of this world, or with the covetous, or extortionists, or idolaters. Since then, you would need to go out of the world.
但如今我写信给你们说,
and then, so now I have written to you not to keep company and so on and so forth.
所以哥林多前书实在是第二封信,
so 1 Corinthians is actually the second letter.
第一封信他已经写过了,
so he, in verse 9, says, I already wrote to you.
那么他写了哥林多前书之后,
so after he wrote the 1 Corinthians,
他里面实在爱哥林多,
he really had a love for the Corinthian brothers.
所以结果怎么样呢?
And then the result, according to what we can determine today,
不过使徒行传里头没有记载,
not recorded in the Acts,
他从以弗所, 到哥林多第二次接近到哥林多去了一下。
And he went from Ephesus to Corinth in a hurry.
他写了第一封信之后
after he wrote the first letter,
他心里不放心。
And he did not feel peace.
所以他就快快地到哥林多去了一下。
So he went to Corinth quickly.
盼望当面帮助他们。
And hoping that he could help them in faith.
但是可惜他们不接受。
But very regrettably, they did not accept.
我们怎么知道呢？
How do we know?
因为到哥林多后书第十三章第一节里头。
Because in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 1,
他说我第三次要到你们这里来。
He says, the third time when I went to you.
那么第二次已经去过了。
So he must have gone there the second time.
所以我们知道他可能是已经有很快的去了一下。
So we know that he must have gone there quickly.
What? 不过那次恐怕时间很短。
Maybe that visit was very short.
因为他们不肯接受。
Because they are not willing to accept him.
所以他就又写了一封信。
So he wrote another letter.
当他写那封信的时候。
When he wrote that letter.
他是流泪痛苦。
And he was writing in tears.
你看哥林多后书第二章。
And that, if you can see in 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
那第七章。
And chapter 7.
他写那封信的时候，他心里痛苦。
When he wrote that letter, he was weeping in his heart.
他也写了很严厉的信。
He also wrote a very severe letter.
叫他们忧愁。
And so that to make them worry.
他叫提多带去。
Make them grieve. And he asked Titus to bring the letter to them.
那么信去了，提多去了。
The letter went, Titus went.
他与提多约好。
And he has an agreement with Titus.
要在特鲁亚见面。
And to see Titus in Troy.
因为他要知道究竟提多带了这封信去啊，产生什么结果。
Because he won't know the result of Titus bringing this letter over.
这是哥林多后书第二章。
And this is 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
他到了特鲁亚，提多没有在。
And when he went to Troy, Titus was not there.
他心里不安。
And he was uneasy in his heart.
就是福音的门开，他也无心做工啊。
Now even the gospel, the door of gospel is open, he has no heart to work.
所以他跑到马其顿去了。
So he went to Macedonia.
结果提多来到马其顿。
And then Titus went to Macedonia.
把好消息带给他。
And bring him good news.
他们收到这封严厉的信。
When the Corinthians received this very severe letter.
结果他们痛悔。
And they repented.
在哥林多后书第七章里面。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
保罗说他们为着这封信他们痛悔。
And Paul says, because of this letter, they grieve in their heart.
他们战惊恐惧。
And they fear, tremble with fear.
那他们也起来对付罪恶。
And they rose up to deal with the sin.
他们接受基督。
And they received Titus.
叫保罗里面非常喜乐。
So Paul has joy in his heart.
所以感谢神。
So we thank God.
我们看见到保罗写哥林多后书的时候。
So we see when Paul wrote the 2 Corinthians.
你看他口气完全改了。
And his tone is different.
我们看见这哥林多的教会又被带回羊群的角中。
We see that the Corinthian church was then brought back to the footsteps of the flock.
什么从离开羊群的角中回到羊群的角中呢？
How can one come back from deviation to walk according to the footsteps?
只有一条路。
There's only one way.
十字架的道路。
The way of the cross.
如果人肯接受十字架。
If man is willing to accept the cross.
让十字架对付肉体。
And let the cross deal with the flesh.
对付罪恶。
Deal with sin.
对付世界。
And deal with the world.
对付自己。
Deal with self.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们就看见。
Then we see.
我们要被恢复。
And we will be restored.
被带回到羊群角中的路上去。
Brought back to the footsteps of the flock.
所以当保罗写哥林多后书的时候。
So when Paul wrote the 2 Corinthians.
他在结束的时候。
And at conclusion.
他就这样的说。
And he said,
第十三章第十一节。
Chapter 13, verse 11.
凡有末了的话，愿弟兄们都喜乐，要做完全人，要受安慰，要同心合意，要彼此和睦，如此仁爱和平的神必常与你们同在。
Finally, brethren, farewell. Become complete. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you.
虽然还有少数的人反对。
Although there are still few people opposing.
但是按照教会大体来说，他们被挽回了。
But by and large, the church was restored.
所以保罗最后在十四节里说。
So finally, Paul said in verse 14.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在。
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们祷告。
Let's pray. Our Lord, you never disappear, despair.
你是不放松我们的主。
You never let us lose.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
你的爱总是追赶我们。
Your love always follows us.
把我们带回到你自己那里。
To bring us back to yourself.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们再把自己放在你的手里。
We put forth ourselves again into your hands.
愿你在我们每一个人身上有通达的道路。
May you have a freedom in every one of us.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.